You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. June is LGBTQ Pride Month around the country, and as Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt tells us, the city of Wilmington is joining those recognizing it this year.
Mayor Mike Perzicki recently announced the city of Wilmington is officially celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month this June. According to a city spokesperson, it's the first time a mayor has declared June Wilmington's Pride Month. But citizens have been working for some time to make Wilmington a better place for the LGBTQ community.
You know, I thought to myself at 24-ish years old that if I'm going to grow up into this city, then I have to take some element of responsibility onto myself and say, if this is the city I want in X amount of years, then I'm going to have to get involved now.
That's Joe Shelsky, a local LGBT community organizer. He was invited to consult with city officials on their planning of this year's Pride Month. His involvement with the community began roughly a decade ago when he started a blog called GLUE, or Gay and Lesbian Union, to connect the various LGBT organizations in Delaware he says were working separately toward the same goal. Then in 2010, he and co-host Tony Katka started a Wilmington LGBTQ happy hour group called Our Night Out, which still meets every third Thursday of the month. I sat down with Shelsky at a local coffee shop to talk about the role Our Night Out has played in LGBTQ life in Wilmington. He told me Katka came to him with the idea for a social group.
Because there's always been this disappointment that the only place for LGBT people to gather in the city of Wilmington is just the gay bar. And we wanted to sort of establish a community that wasn't solely gay bar based. And there was still this odd feeling that to go elsewhere was almost shameful. That to gather in mass was too nerve-wracking for people. But we have a constitutional right to congregate. So we just said, all right, let's try this. Let's just have a separate group that meets somewhere else, and let's see if it works. So we said, all right, well, you invite all of your friends, I'll invite all of mine. He's significantly older than I am. So that really helped to sort of bring together the age differences, and you know, it was maybe like 15 people at first, and then like a few months later grew to like 20, 30. We started increasing over time, 10 to 15 people per month, until we were averaging about 150 people every month. And you know, to this day we're still well above 100. You know, of course it fluctuates. But, you know, the principle was very simple. You know, we're here, we're queer, and we have a right to congregate. I mean, this is a sort of a tongue-in-cheek interpretation of the chants from the 70s, but that's its core, is saying, we are allowed to do this. This was at a time, as silly as it seems now in 2018, this was at a time when we didn't have the gay marriage bill. We didn't have the civil rights bill. That wasn't a concept. You know, with my then boyfriend, it was illegal for me to get married. You know, which, again, sounds weird now, but that was absolutely how the truth of the law was at the time. You know, I could fight for marriage, I could walk in right there, and it didn't happen. It wasn't allowed. And that was the dynamic of not just Delaware, but the United States at the time. And that was one of those things that we just said, we're still allowed to do this.
So initially you said that it took a while for Our Night Out to get any sort of media recognition, even recognition by the city. I'm wondering, what was the reaction from establishments that you guys wanted to host the events at, from neighbors? How did the city of Wilmington in general react back in 2010, and how has that reaction changed?
Prior to the 2010 kickoff, I specifically remember a moment when I was going out in Trolley Square to an unnamed Trolley Square bar in roughly 2007 or so. But there was a good maybe 8 of us that walked in. And, you know, a random patron had made a comment, very off-cuff, but loud enough that she definitely wanted us to hear, you know, saying, oh, I guess this is a gay bar now. That was the landscape. That was who we were seen as, that we were supposed to only be in the gay bar, and that to come into another establishment en masse, even as, you know, 6, 7, 8 people, was just enough or too much to completely change the landscape of the building. There was really no attention from the city specifically in terms of like the political elements of the city. So it all started ground up, at least through the bars and whatnot, restaurants. And they were actually very welcoming. Nobody really said like, no, thank you. We got a sense of who was willing to host. But the better part that happened, which is what we all noticed, was over the course of time, because certain establishments hosted, we as gay people returned as patrons, you know, by saying, because, you know, so-and-so has done an hour and out, it's now a safe space. There have been some restaurants that we've overgrown, that when we were only maybe 70 people strong, we could fit in. But we're not that anymore. We're twice that. We're too much for you. Which, in an odd way, is a blessing in and of itself, because there was once a time when that wasn't enough. That who we were as a group was too afraid to even gather.
You have focused a lot of your energy, clearly, on creating safe and celebratory social spaces and building community that way. I know that Glue was a little bit more focused on structures and services and advocacy groups. And I'm wondering if you can give me sort of a picture, as an ear on the ground and someone so plugged into the community, how are people feeling about resources that are available in more of a structural way to the community?
Honestly, Wilmington is doing pretty well. The as a greater vibe, there's a lot of pockets within Delaware, you know, generally from the southern perspective, that tends to have more reluctance with addressing gay people. Delaware has done a very good job of, you know, keeping on the pulse of what the LGBT community is looking for. We are one of the first to even have passed a civil rights bill. And then the marriage bill, which still preceded the national marriage bill. Only recently there was a trans equality bill, you know, which some states still have yet to pass. You know, a lot of people have joked that the Delaware is sort of the California of the East Coast, but, you know, in an odd way, we're doing some pretty massive things. Is the city of Wilmington itself, you know, for lack of a better term, progressive enough? No, you know, there's because what is pure progression? You know, what is pure inclusion? You know, I would like to see a stronger gay community. I would like to see people that still feel comfortable holding hands in public. You know, you can get that in Rehoboth. Wilmington, that's not so much. And that's not going to come from the city. That's going to come from the people just having the courage to say, I am who I am, and this is who I am, this is what I do, this is who I love, and I'm just going to be. That's not going to be something the city can necessarily dictate. But what the city can do is the city can say, we want you. The city can say, you matter. This Pride Month is a really big step. So the fact that this is still brand new is a good thing, because we have the ability to take it while it's still a fledgling and say, let's mold it into exactly what we want. Because the goal of all things is full, perfect inclusiveness.
Shelsky says this May was the first time city officials had reached out to him about Our Night Out.
It's the weirdest feeling. You know, we sort of reach out and say, hey, we're doing this really cool thing. Like, do you want to talk about it? And we don't get anything. You know, and is that what oppression looks like? I don't want to be the voice saying yes. But, you know, it's an odd feeling. You know, that here I am, very proud of an organization that I run, or of a group that I help to host. You know, we average, you know, 150 people on a monthly basis. Silent.
Wilmington's Pride Month will consist of a one-night staging of Hedwig and the Angry Inch at the Queen, an LGBTQ film festival at Theater N, a Pride Night with the Blue Rocks, and distribution of rainbow decals to local businesses so they can show their support. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Sophia. And to Joe Shelsky for their time on The Green this week. Next up, we learn how William Penn High School and the Colonial School District are helping students harvest some unique educational opportunities at Penn Farm in Newcastle. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.